Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
The next time you're shopping for a pair of leather shoes, consider this. It took 2,100 gallons of water to produce them. 2,100 gallons for one pair of shoes. That's the shoe's water footprint. A water footprint is a new way of looking at the economic costs and environmental impacts of water in the everyday things we use. Dirk Kuyper is executive director of the Water Footprint Network in the Netherlands.
What this number tells you is basically not only direct use from the tap, but it's also the indirect use that you have through consuming products or producing those products. And you can actually start understanding the amount of water you're shipping around on the world.
Let me get my water footprint for some common products, okay?
Yeah.
How about making a hamburger? How much water goes into making a hamburger?
It's about sort of 2,700 liters of water that goes in there.
That's about 630 gallons of water for one hamburger.
Yeah.
How about a glass of beer?
A glass of beer is basically 75 liters of water. Well, you're obviously not drinking that physically, but that is the water that has been used in the production of, for example, the hops and wheat that is being used for brewing the beer.
75 liters, it's about 20 gallons.
Yes.
So the idea is that like a carbon footprint has a certain impact on the planet, then your water footprint has a similar impact.
Yeah, there's one complicating factor with water is the carbon is basically pooled in the atmosphere, and water is very locally based. So the impacts of your water footprint are actually quite diverse. So, for example, if you look at water-rich regions like the Amazon area, the impact of your water use there might be far less than, for example, in a water-scarce area in Eastern Africa. So you need to have a very specific measure of the localized impacts, and that complicates matters.
So when you're talking footprint, you're actually talking impression in a local area.
In the end, you will do that. The question is, at this point, we cannot yet do that. We are developing that, and that's also why we have the Water Footprint Network. We want to develop that methodology further to actually start understanding what the volume that you have in your water footprint is actually having for an impact in a local situation.
Well, the idea of water footprint is, I understand, becoming more and more popular in the business world. They're actually starting to consider how much water they're using in producing the products they produce.
You know, in light of their sort of corporate citizenship and stewardship, they basically want to understand how they impact on the world. And this not only impact on the natural environment, also people. And water is one of the sort of key topics now after climate change, because some of the stress on water resources in areas like, for example, Pakistan and so on is huge. And they need to do something about it because otherwise they might actually run great not only reputational risks but also fiscal risks in terms of having their supply chains falling apart.
Well, Mr. Kuyper, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Dirk Kuyper of the Water Footprint Network. About 90% of the water used each year in developing countries goes to agriculture. Crops like cotton are notoriously thirsty, so things made from cotton, say blue jeans, have a large water footprint. How large? The answer from Michael Kabori, vice president at Levi Strauss & Company, might surprise you.
It takes 919 gallons of water to produce a pair of our flagship product, which is, as I'm sure you know, Levi's 501s.
Those are the ones with the buttons, no zipper.
That's correct.
919 gallons for
yes,
one pair.
Yes, and I should explain how we arrived at that figure. A few years ago, what we did was a product life cycle assessment. So from the raw materials, growing the cotton, through manufacturing, distribution, consumer use, and final disposal.
So what does that make your water footprint?
So what this means for us, Bruce, is as we looked at the breakdown here, we actually didn't focus on the cotton or the consumer immediately. What we did was we focused on the little less than 6% that we actually control in our manufacturing of the product. And the largest amount of that is taken up in the industrial laundries around the world that wash the product to get the different finishes that you see on the pair of 501s. So we took a look at the quality of that water. And the nice thing that's happened is as those laundries have constructed these treatment facilities, what that's enabled them to do is actually, in most cases, recycle more of the water. So their actual use of the water has dropped. So in some cases, the laundries are able to recycle 70 to 80% of the water. So as the cost of water begins to increase in a number of countries around the world, just because water is becoming more of a scarce commodity, having treatment facilities, having the recycling programs has enabled our suppliers to avoid paying increased fees in some cases, both for water and for the disposal or the discharge of the water. And in some of our laundries, they're saving up to $100,000 a year.
Water is going to be scarcer still when global warming hits full bloom. What are you planning to do there in the future?
Well, so in the future, we're starting to look at the bigger sections of that life cycle, so the cotton and the consumer use. And we've been working with experts as well as others in the industry to understand the water impact of cotton better and what we can do about it. And we know we need to do something, even if we don't directly buy the cotton. We work with fabric mills that purchase the cotton. So we're trying to figure out what can we do around supporting more sustainable cotton.
Well, what can I do? I mean, I'm wearing a pair of your jeans right now.
What you can do is wash less. What we've done is begun to change the way we communicate to our consumers about their care of the product. So with what we call our eco product, which is product that's made out of recycled denim or organic cotton, we've changed the label on the product to say to consumers, wash only when necessary in cold water and line dry if possible. It's better for your jeans, and it's better for the environment.
Well, Mr. Kabori, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Bruce.
Michael Kabori is a Vice President of Supply Chain Social and Environmental Sustainability at Levi Strauss. Just ahead, vitamin D, D for deficient. Keep listening to Living on Earth.